Perek Yud Dalet Seif Tes. Bale Chaim Anim Tzoyim B'mokim She'enei Mugda B'Knitzut. K'mo K'goyim Shu B'mokim Godle B'mokim Shish L'Pinot B'Stakim B'Ifin Shi Efshe L'Teif Sibri Tzacha. If Bale Chaim are in a place which is not considered you have trapped the animal, what kind of place is it? A place which is big, or a place which has got corners and places to hide, so you can't go and trap this animal inside this place in one run. We may have considered this place is not a place from Seder. You haven't trapped it yet. Also, lach nisag mamotin kotten yosa, shaboyu mugda knitzas, kagayin lecheda kotten oile klub, yesh bezei satira. When it is in this place which is not considered trapped, you're not allowed to put it from this place into a smaller place. If the smaller place is now, yes, considered trapped, because then you're doing a maisa from Seder. You're trapping it. You're trapping it completely. Until now it wasn't Seder. Now you're making it into Seder because now it is trapped in a way which is considered, yes, Seder. It's gone even an Issa Torah in it. Before it wasn't in a place which is trapped. Now it is in a place which is trapped. Seif Yod. Bale Chaim an Nimtzoyim b'mokum she'enu mugda boi k'nitzut. Uvoi le soiga b'mokum kotten yoysa shakam boi enu nidun k'nitzut. Eim b'ze Issa. If an animal is in a place which, a big place like we said before, which is not considered trapped in such a big place. Like we said, if it's a big place or it's a place which has got corners, and you want to put it into a different place, and the different place, even if it's a smaller place, but the smaller place is also not considered, it's not a place which is considered trapped in it, because it's still too big, or it's got corners, which you can't trap it inside. Therefore, you've changed it from a place which is not trapped into another place which is not trapped. Therefore, it is allowed to be done that. You're allowed to do it. L'chein, in nimtzayim tzipo o dvarah b'bayit sagor, muta l'skos adzelet acheda. Boy, heim nimtzoyim ve'ein zu tzeda. Given that gam bechida hazeh, heim heim mugdorim k'nitzudim. If you've got a bird or a bee or something, any sort of animal in the same status, which in the house it is running around in the house, and in the house it is not considered trapped because it can run around the whole house. Therefore, you're allowed to close the door from the room which is inside it, because even in the room which is inside it, it is not considered trapped, because it's too big to trap. A fly, a bee, is not considered trapped in a big room. Therefore, even though it was still now in the house, it was able to run around the whole house, and it's not considered trapped, therefore, you now go and close the door. Closing the door will make a difference, because it's not considered trapped either in the room which you closed the door in. Therefore, you're not doing anything. The klal is, anything which you didn't change the status, if before it was not trapped, and now it's still not trapped, then you're allowed. If before it wasn't trapped, and now you make it trapped, then it is also to do it. Seif Yud Aleph. Hamachnis Balachayim Lebayit. Vadelet or Achalon Ptuchin. Vayvin Shabalachayim Yechol Otzet. Nistapek HaMishnabura Im Adova Muta or Yesh Bezeh Issa Durabono. If a person goes and brings an animal or any other sort of live being to a room which has got a door open or a window open, that the animal or the live thing, a bird or whatever it is able to escape from the window or the door. So really, you haven't trapped it in a way that it can't escape. You're not going to be over Nisidara. I said the Mishnah Berurah says maybe you're still over Nisidara Bonum. Mishnah Berurah and the Aloha has a topic. He wants to say maybe if it is minui Nisidara, a normal thing which one usually traps, the normal way of hunting such an animal, maybe since there's a suffix, it's a right, you should be machmir, suffix, it's a rabbi, it's allowed. Called upon him, the Mishnah Berurah is not clear. What is the halacha if a person wants to go and trap an animal in a room with the door open or the window open? Perek Yodalet Seif Yod Beis. Kirat Chalon Mifnei Akor Kshiyesh Tzipor Babayit. A person wants to close the window when it's cold, and there is a bird inside the house. Tzipor shenichnasa labayit shiyesh bo chalon patuach. V'odam munyan liskor es hachalon mifnei akor. Hai zeh mutar. Ei hatam ba'orot. What's the case? The case is a bird comes in the house, and you want to close the window because it is cold. If you close the window, you're doing Seder Midrabbanan. Why? Because it's a big room. You can't say you're going to go and catch it in one go. So you're not doing Seder Minatoya. You're doing Seder Midrabbanan. So we say you're allowed to do it if it is closed in order to go and keep it warm, the room. You don't want the closing from the door in order to go and hunting. You don't want the door to be closed because you want to make sure the bird is inside. You want it because the bird should not that the bird, you're not interested in the bird. You're interested in the room being warm, not cold. That's a psikreisha de lo nichale, which is another drabonon. So you've got two drabonons here, but mokum tsar because it is cold. Chazal didn't make a gzeira when you've got two drabonons, but mokum tsar. You've got, for it's cold, because of tsar, you're cold, you'll have to do two drabonons. One, this sort of bird in a room is not considered nitzud minatoya, it's not considered you're hunting it minatoya. The second thing is you're not mechavin, you're not closing the window for that reasoning. Therefore, you're allowed b'mokum tsar. Seif yud gimel. Say that balachayim shen yochel lozuz mimkoymoy. If you got, animals which you want to hunt, which they can't move for some reason. Hatzad balachayim shen yochel lozuz mimkoymoy. Kegon shu patsua oy choyla. Eim b'zeh esoterak isim drabonin. If you've got an animal which is injured, or it is not well, it's ill, you've got no isa minatoya to go and hunt it. But there is an Issa Midrabbanan, because this animal cannot run away from you, because it is, it's got a problem, it's ill, or it is wounded, no difference. Then, halacha is, it's only Issa Midrabbanan to hunt it, that it is also to go and hunt it Midrabbanan. Avla tzod balachayim shu yoshen, aiz also me'at toira. But if an animal is sleeping, even though it is sleeping, it is still awesome and aptoya to hunt it. Why? Because it will wake up the second you touch it. Therefore, it will run away. Therefore, what you're doing, you do a normal case of trapping an animal when it is sleeping, it's called din isim and atoya to trap it. In the fourth note, he brings down a machloikas. Shlomo Zalman wants to say that if you've got a ant or a turtle which goes very slow and it can't run, there's no issa to go and hunt it, trap it. But he brings down that Rabbi Yashav did not agree with that, and he brought a raya that even a little worm or ant or these sorts of little insects or anything which goes very slowly, it's still got a problem from Seder, Midah Rabbonim. The if Yud Dalet, Balechayim Shein Darkom Nishtamit Mibnei Adam, Balechayim Shein Darkom Nishtamit Mitzachas Yadu Adam Klau, Kogim Parah, the source of Kyoitzim is there, Ein Behem Isset, Seder Afil Midah Rabbonim, Shahim Nitzudim Voimdim. If you've got animals which live with people, domestic animals, cow, source, a horse, or a cat which is domestic, if it is domestic, then it's living with people, there's no issa seder with it, because they live with people, then it's true they're Indian, that's the way they live. There's no problems altogether to go and hunt them. There's no issa from seder.